Kirui Derech Alof. Even though the way you carried it was you picked it off the ground and you carried it above your head four amis, and then you put it down on the floor. Still Chayiv. So Drashi, what's the Kasha? Derech Alof, to Drashi, Shehegbiyo Lamala Miyut. As you picked up this sefer from the floor, or anything, some food from the floor, you picked it up, and how did you carry it down amis? You put it above your head, which the ma'al, that's more than you tfachim off the ground, and you move dal damis, and then you put it down. From the sois, when the chepus was moving the dal damis, it was moving through the avir of Rishus Rabin. Now the avir should lie the mokim ptur, and still we see a chayv alof. So what's different in our case here? Here we're saying, if you're standing in a mokim ptur, and you take from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabin, you're potim with your eiser. And Rav Lukura says, you're chayv, it's a stira. Sadrashi, Derech Olav Shegbiyo Lamala Meyud, was picked up more than Yud. Deloy Sholet Be Avarishus Rabim, it never went into the Avarishus Rabim. Vevi Mokim Ptur, still Chayiv. Sadrashi, Kiho Deranche. Later, when you put it down in the Rishus Rabim, still we say Yechayiv. Viaf Agav, the Derech Mokim Ptur Ozel. Even though you went through Mokim Ptur, if you carry it above your head, Dal Damis, then you put it down. So Chura, like our Gemara now, when you go through a Mokim Ptur, we say Midirayis Yechayiv. So how come here Rava says Yechayiv? We say Yepoter, how come Rava says Yechayiv? And for the Gemara, Hosom Loinach Hochonach. He says, in Rava's case, you did not rest at all. You picked up this Chepus from the floor, and you picked it up, and you moved the Dal Damas and put it down. There was no Hanochar in between. Therefore, it never rested in the Mokim Ptur. It was traveling through a Mokim Ptur. When it came down on the floor, since now it was moved, Dald Amis, from one place in Rishus Rabim to another place in Rishus Rabim, that's Rabbis Chiddush Yechayiv. As the Avor itself doesn't have to be in the Rishus Rabim, even though the Avor itself is Lamala, but since the Akira was made in Rishus Rabim, and the Anoch was made in Rishus Rabim, Yechayiv. Why? Because there was no Hanoch, it never rested while it was going. Mashenkein hochonoch. Here it rested. Satrashi. Loinach be mokim ptur. So when you picked it up and carried it over through the Rishus Rabim, mokim ptur. The heaven lay akirim Rishus Rabim, v'yanochim Rishus Rabim. That's why Yechayiv. You made the akirim and anochim Rishus Rabim, Yechayiv. Obo hochonach. Here we're talking about where you're standing on the yeskupa, you're standing on this mokim ptur. So when you take it from the person outside to bring it to the person inside, since you're standing on the Mokim Ptur, here it's called Hanocha. Now, there is Shver, why is it called Hanocha? Pashtus, your hand never stopped moving. You're standing on this platform outside the house, you put your hand inside the house, took a chepetz out of the house, and handed it to the person outside. So also the chepetz really never rested in the Mokim Ptur. So, Trashi Hochanach, B'Mokim Ptur, B'Yad Ha'Oimed Al Haskupa, and the hand of the person that's standing on your scooper. As when you're standing on this scooper here, this is the Mokim Ptur, you're standing here. You put your hand here to take it out, to put it down. As soon as the chepetz comes over this reshus where you're standing in, that's called the Ma'is Hanocha. Even though the Metzius didn't rest. That's the way most of the Rishayim Nachorim learn of Pshan Rashi. That's a very Shver Gemara. The most Poshe Pshan this Gemara is the way the Ravid learns. The Ravid learns the Gemara's Teretz means the Metzius. When you came through, you're standing in the Mokim Ptur, you picked up the Chavis from the Shusha Yochid, you came here, either your mama stood still for a second, or else your mama put it down in the Mokim Ptur, and then you picked it up again and put it down into the Shusha Rabin. That's the way the Ravid learns our Gemara. Where in the Metzius, you made a Ma'is Hanocha. But Laloch of Mishmur brings down more or less like Rashi Shita, Mashmur the Chiddush, even if you didn't rest. As you're just standing in the Mokim Ptur, you put your hand in the Shusha Rabin, take a chepetz and go straight over into Rishus HaYochid, still you potter. The question, why you potter? You made it like Rishus Rabban Anoch Rishus HaYochid. The Teretz of the Rashi said, since it comes through, in the same Rishus where your body is, that's an automatic Hanoch. That's automatically considered like it was Nach. So what's the difference if you carry it above your head? Why do we say there, Yechayiv, there was no Hanoch? So one chiluk is, when you carry the chepetz, Lamala Meyud, it's considered like your body is in the Rishus Rabban. And your hand now, the chepetz is going lamala to Mokim Ptur. So it doesn't blight hanocha because your hand is not in the same rishus your body is. It's only considered hanocha here, where you're standing in the Mokim Ptur, and you go straight through next to your body, so that's considered like it was nach in the Mokim Ptur. Now, Shenkin, you go above through the rishus Rabim, that's not called in the Mokim Ptur. That's the way you could learn Shan Rashi. But the Poshup Shan, the sugi is like the Ravid learns. Rocha Nach, when are you potter? When your mama stop in the Mokum Ptur, or else you put it down on the floor. Or else you have to say the Chiddush Rashi that when you're standing in the Mokum Ptur and the Chepas comes straight connected you, that sitters automatically, since it's attached to you and you're attached to the ground, as if it's Nach right now on the ground. So that's why now, Mishnah now, right before your potter, if you're standing in the Mokum Ptur and you take from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. Where you pick it up and carry it on top of your head through a shisarabim and put it down, there you chayiv. There was no hanocher at all. So the more vital. Now this next omid gemara came out of the shvesta omid in Gans Masechta Shabbos, mainly because it has to do with Masechta Ervin. Like if you know Ervin claw, it'd be a cinch. So we'll try and go through it now a little bit. If you don't get it too claw, you always know there's hope to get it again in Masechta Ervin. Maybe I should have brought my blocks here. Blocks for this. Yeah. So the more acherim, this is the end part of the brice we had before. Acherim omer maskupa mishamesh shtei rishuyis. The yaskupa, that's like the outside stoop, the step outside the house. Now usually what you have is you have a rishus yachid, you have a mobile here, and outside is the rishus rabbin, and there's a step right outside. There's a skupa, like a platform coming up. Shchur, it's at least gimel tefachim off the ground, and mustam it's rochav dalit. So this is skupa, it depends. Sometimes the Braisa says it's called Rishus HaYochid, and sometimes it's Rishus HaRabim. It's outside the Movi is a Rishus HaRabim. Inside the Movi is a Rishus HaYochid. And this step is right outside the Movi. So Braisa, what? It's not really a porch, it's the front step. It's the step, the stoop outside. So the skupa means a platform coming off the ground. Acherim Maimrim is skupa. This is skupa. This platform mishamesh shtei rishuyis. It has two different halachas to it. Is bisman shapesach psuach. If the door is open to it, as usually we're saying now, either it could be we'll soon see a house or a movi inside, and you have a door here. So the door closes, and right outside the door is where the skupa is. So if the door, it says bisman shapesach psuach. If the door is opened, so this platform outside, you see the inside of the house, is kalifnim. It has a lach like a rishus hayochid, and you're allowed to carry from your house into this platform. Mashenkein pesach nul, if the door to the outside house, to the outside movi, is closed, so instead of the rishus hayochid is just up until here, when the door closes. Anything outside the door is considered like the rishus harabim, and even though there's a platform here a little bit up, gimel tefachim off the ground, still is rishus harabim dummy. His pesach noil is klechutz. If the door is closed, then we look like this outside is skupa, like this klechutz, it's k'rishus rabim dummy, and you can't carry there from rishus hayochid. So the more of v'yaf agav the less they lechi. What do we say now? This man, the door is open. If it's open, so since you're allowed to carry inside the mavui, you're allowed to carry outside on this skupa also. It's also k'sidik kilifnim. It's like inside the house. You're allowed to carry there. For the Gemara, what's the heter? V'yaf agav the less they lechi. Even though you don't have a lechi. Now the lach of a lechi is like this. A movi, we're saying, is usually like an alleyway that has three mechitzas to it. It's covered on all three sides. Those there are chatserim opening up into the movi, and the houses are here. You have the house into the chatser, into the side street. So side street is surrounded by all three sides by mechitzas. So fourth side is completely open. So midiraisu, we said, it's called the rishus hayochid. Three walls make the rishus hayochid. Midirabonim, though, you're not allowed to carry until you have a fourth wall. Rabbanim made clues, we'll see in Masech Ervin. A kur is matter. Kur means you have a piece of stick just sticking up in the front of one of these walls. That's like a heker, and you're allowed to carry now inside this movi. It's called like Rishus HaYochid. There's another heter we'll soon see, it's called a kur. A kur means you have a beam going across on top. That's called a kur. So to be matter this fourth wall, to give a mechitza, Rabbanim will make you don't mamish need a wall. It's enough either to have a kur going across on top, or else to have a lechi coming up. So now the Gemara is asking, this is skupa now. Now usually where do you put the lechi? Right outside the movi, you put the lechi. Right here we put the lechi. This is skupa now is further out. It's past the lechi, this skupa, because it's further out of the movi. Now the lechi is right at the end of the movi where you put the lechi. So lechi is only matu to carry until the lechi. But outside the lechi, you're not allowed to carry. There's no heki there. So what do I care if the door is open? For this movi, how are you allowed to carry outside? It's a scooper outside here. There's no lechi there to be matter. It's as if you have the movi is like this, and the scooper is outside here. If you want to carry here, you have to have a lechi down here to be matir. If you only have the lechi over here, it's only matir to carry until the lechi. But further out, there's no heter to carry in this is kupa. What's the heter to carry outside, for the Gemara? For the Gemara, v'yaf agad less the lechi, you have no lechi there. What's the heter? V'yoma rav choma baguria, oma rav, toicha pesach, sorach lechi achalatiroi. Hey, toicha pesach, sometimes the pesach could be like this. That we have a mobi coming out, and the wall like this sticks out a little bit. So you can have three walls, and the fourth wall on top comes out a little bit. So now really this wall is coming out a little bit, like it's an opening like this. This wall here could be called the lechi. It could also be called the lechi. Since it sticks out in the fourth corner, it comes out, like you have three mechitzas, and here a wall comes out a little bit. So this wall could also be called like a lechi. Now if the wall is very thick, let's say it's like 4 amas sticking out, what about in between here? The thickness of the wall itself, can you carry outside here, that is adjacent to the lechi? Are you allowed to carry there or not? The lochu is no. You're only allowed to carry from the inside of the lechi inwards. But if the lechi is wide out, throughout the width of the lechi, you're still not allowed to carry. So Mele Fretti Gemara here, you don't have a lechi, so how are you allowed to carry outside, kinega this is kupa? Even the case where the Pesach does come out, in between the Pesach, is Sorach Lechi Achalatiroi. You need another Lechi outside the Pesach to be matir. The kid said, that's the Yisrael, you could only carry from inside the Lechi, not from outside the Lechi. V'chi teima the less pedal dalid, I'll tell you here. There's fourth wall that's coming in a little bit that we want to consider with the Lechi, it's not dal dalid. So since it's not so big, dalid, maybe the whole wall is considered a lechi, and maybe then you are allowed to carry even kineged the wall outside, even outside the movi. Since you have this wall sticking out, which is the lechi, even kineged the thickness of the wall, maybe you are allowed to carry. Hey, when can't you carry when it's mamish roch of dalid? That's a choshev makom. But if it's less than dalid, maybe zikha bottle to inside to the movi, like Rishus HaYochid, and you could carry even without a lechi outside it. So the Gemara know, the Yomar Rav Choma Bagruya, Omar Rav, Toicha Pesach, this Pesach, this outside wall that you want to use it for Lechi, Afal Pi Shein Boy Dal Da Dalud, even though this fourth wall coming in a little bit is not Dal Da Dalud, still Tzorech Lechi Achalatiroi. If you want to carry outside the Mavi, Kineged, this fourth wall, you can't carry. You have to have another Lechi out in front of the wall, then you can carry. Because you say this, wherever the lechi is, you can only carry from there inwards. But even kineged the lechi, like they're saying, if you're using this stick to be the lechi over here, you can't carry here, kineged the lechi. Only from the inside of the lechi inwards can you carry. So zvayt the kashra, since the escooper is outside here, even if you have a lechi standing like this, and the escooper is over here, still the lechi is not matter to carry from the outside of the lechi, it's only matter to carry from the inside of the lechi. So how are you allowed to carry outside on your scoop is the kasha?
I have a lechi further out.
Yeah, then I'll be mutter.
I have a lechi without the wall.
No, you have a, we're talking about, you have the wall we're talking about here. You hear the wall is here. You have
what
the wall there.
What if I don't have a wall?
That's the halach is how close it has to be. That's not the gate to us. Here you have a wall here. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Pesach Pesuach, Kasalka Daitos Rashi B'movui. We're talking about this movi, that's this alleyway that has three mechitzas on all three sides. Just the fourth side is all the way open to Rishus Rabin. Shech Shere B'lechid. How many was you were matter to carry in this movi, even mid Rabbanon, with a lechi? You have some pole sticking up at the end. V'lechid lifnim min askupa. And the lechi is inside the askupa. In other words, the askupa is outside the movi. And you put the lechi right outside the movi, you put the lechi here. From the Seif, the scooper is outside here. So that's the kasha. How are you allowed to carry outside the scooper? The movi is only till here, and you have your lechi sticking up right outside the movi. You can't carry further outside than the lechi.
The three walls over here, the three walls in one house or three different houses?
All different houses. Now, the movi is an alleyway. It's an alley. Like.
What about a cul-de-sac?
What's that?
You enter it's a street that has no exit.
So that's what the movi is. That's the same thing. Abi, it's all on all sides. It's closed. That's called the movi. V'ahainu dekometame. That's the Mars kasha. V'yafagav less the lechi of a chusse. There's no second lechi outside. V'omer Rav Choma. Teicha pesach shem movi. V'ahainu rochav eskupa. The width of the eskupa. Sarach lechi achal atiroi. Shal lechi hamater es hamovi. A lechi that's mater the movi is stomate negre eskupa. Usually you put it like right outside the mobi connected to the skupa. The zakafle, it's on top of it. Uksavar osel lishtamish negra lechi. Even if the lechi is like a thick piece of wood, you're sticking outside here, you're not allowed to carry kineged lechi all this way here. Only mechudi hachitzim, from the inside of lechi, only until this point are you allowed to carry, not outside it. The leslein lechim bachutz, only from the inside of the lechi inwards are you allowed to carry. Heavy hekra mechitza, that's called a hekra mechitza. But outside that, it's also to carry. So since the eskupa is outside the movi, how are you allowed to carry on the eskupa?
Yeah. So a bigger wall is no worse than a lechi that's moved up.
It is. I'm trying to explain to you. A lechi could only carry, no matter how thick this is, from this point inwards. Not even connected. This can you carry?
But if the lechi is further away from the wall.
Same thing. You can only carry from here inwards.
Good. So a big wall isn't any worse than if the lechi would start.
But the lechi is not there. We're talking about the lechi's over here. We're talking. That's what Rashi says.
But even if it's over here,
that's not there. The lechi is over here. So this is where the lechi is. What do you mean the lechi is there? The lechi is here. So Akasha, the scooper is outside. How can you carry past the lechi?
If the lechi is over here, like this.
Yeah, right.
This way. So we're still going to say that you can't, that from the inside over here.
Not
you're
this
not,
thing. There you could carry. Weird.
Good.
What do you mean?
Not, right.
That's not where the lechi is. Lechi is outside the mob you put
so
the lechi.
So if it's over here, it is good too, right? So if the lechi is this way, it's no worse. Why can't I say that the lechi is starting over here?
That you can't. That's halacha. Lechi is a hecker. You could only carry from the inside. You have to see the lechi inside the movi. You have to see it. Here they see this point. This point inwards is mutter, not outside. I'll talk to you later. That's halacha of a lechi. Yeah, so mainly you have no hetter to carry outside. So drashi b'chitema deles be'rochiv dalid. Rashi b'meshach uvi achayma. We're saying now this fourth wall. Now you don't even have a lechi. It's like the wall is coming inwards. So the thickness of this wall now blinds the lechi. So v'chitayim adles b'rochav dal b'meshach uvi achayma l'fika chenu rishus liatzma. If it's not wide four, then it's not considered like a new rishus by itself. Or muter l'shtamish kinegra lechi. Maybe then you are allowed to carry kinegra the lechi mechudi achitzen from the outside of the lechi shu shavol eskupa. The outside of the lechi is connected to the skupa. Maybe here you are mutter. Eitzu rishus rabim. V'enachol lechi godem ubi achayma. If you have for the fourth wall, the chayma itself is like coming in a little bit. So the thickness of the wall is the best lechi possible. So maybe when the wall is less than 4x4, then you are allowed to carry all connected to the thickness of the lechi. Then it'll be good. Then you carry all connected to the skupa also. It's connected to the thickness of the wall. And that the Gemara says no. Even that is also. Yeah, and that the more brings down. Rabbi Chaim Baguri says, no, even if the wall is less than dollar, that's the lochu by a lechi. You are not allowed to carry outside the lechi or connected the lechi. Only inwards from the lechi you're allowed to carry, that's all. So here, since the lechi is inwards, in front of the eskupa, is the rikstrik, it's shved kasha, how can you carry outside the eskupa? There's no lechi there to be matter. You're going to have another lechi outside. We're not talking about you have a second lechi. Says the empty Gemara, Omer Rav Yehudu, Omer Rav, Hocho beskupas movi yaskinun. We're talking about right the same terrors of a movi, but the heter is not beterus a lechi. We're going to be master the movi now with a kura. A kura means we're saying we have three walls going up. This side is open. A kura means you put a beam straight across on top on the fourth side. You put a beam straight across. Now the loch of a kura is it has to be at least thick a tefach wide. The kura. Kura has to have a beam going across the whole fourth side of it, or a tefach thick. So now we're talking about a kura. Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Hocha beiskupas movi yaskinon chetziv mekura vechetziv sheina mekura. Now, since this kura sticks outside the movi, so like here, so this here's the movi. Now this here's the kura right outside. Now the yaskupa is outside here. Come to say, if the kura is a tefach wide. So usually the eskupa is much wider. But our kopon of the first tefach of the eskupa has a kura on top of it. That's why we're going to be matter at least to carry underneath the kura. Kura is different than a lechi. A kura, you're matter to carry mamashal outside the kura. As wide as the kura is, we say like good achas, this side goes down, and you're allowed to carry it till the end of the korah. So if the mavi ends here, and on the floor here, we have a scooper outside here. So if we put a korah on top like this, as thick as the korah is, we say this side goes down, and therefore you're allowed to carry on this part of the scooper. That's what we're talking about. There's a korah now on top of the end of the mavi, and the korah we say comes down here. So here for this scooper you're allowed to carry, it like has a korah to it, a roof on top of it, and a chnami, the other here for the scooper, there you're not allowed to carry on. I'm going to review the Rav. Hocha v'skupa smovi eskinen chetziv mekoira. Half of this skupa is covered with the koira. V'chetziv shena mekoira. And half of it is not covered up with the koira. V'kiruyev kalfei pnim. And the kiruv means the lechi you put towards the inner side of the skupa. But this skupa here is outside of the movi. Now where do you have the koira? Not on this side here. You have the koira closer towards the movi. So the first part of the skupa has a roof on top of it. And the end part does not have. So now we're going to make chalukim halachas, whether the door is open or not. Pesach pesuach, if the door is open, then kalifnim. When the door is open, so there's no blockage between this whole mechitza, like this whole mechitza comes straight, total along here, and you have a korah on top. So now you're going to say, now gudach, as this side of the korah comes down here. Now in here, all this lies with shusha yachid. So since inwards here, there's Dal Tvachim, more than Dal Tvachim, it's all mut, it's all part of the Shusha Yochid. That providing the door here is open. But if you're going to close the door, you're going to close off the door here. Now you have a curve sticking out. How much out does it come? A Tefach, 2 Tvachim the most. So now, you can't say Gudach, this comes down. Because if it's going to come down, this Mokim in here is not Dal Tadalit. Since the door is closed, you have a Mechitza here, and you want this mechitza to come right down now within 2 tefachim, so Rashi, we don't say gudachas that way. Gudachas is only when inside you're going to have a reshus hayochid. You'll have at least aver dal dal dal. So here we have a chilik. If the door is open, then we can say this curry now comes down. So in here you have this all, this is part of the reshus hayochid. It's mutter carry mamish here for the skupa, close the mantra as below, underneath the curry. But if you're going to close the door, so if you want this to come down, there's less than Dal Tzvachim here, and that we don't say Gudachis. That's enough to mean that can you carry in the scoop or not, whether the door is open or not. Because there's a curve on top of the scoop, and you want this part of the curve to come downwards, we only say it if there'll be enough space in here, Dal Dal Dal. Satamura says, Shen Makur, Kril Kapli Finim, Pesach Pasua Kilifnim. If the door is open, then we say Gudachis, the curve comes down, and you're allowed to carry up until the end of the korah. Pesach nol, if the door is closed, then kelechutz. Then we don't say the korah comes down. Therefore, the soa skupa has a locha like Rishus Arabim, and it's also to carry. Let's see Rashi. Hocha b'skupas mavi yaskinin. Kudakamrit. It's not a new terah. It's the same terah we're learning before, that it's a mavi. Avoloi b'mavi sheher sheroi belechi will not be mate this mavi with the terah salechi, which is a stick, stam coming up straight upwards. We're talking about we're mata the fourth side of this movi to carry with alocha b'kura. The kuras hamovi shir roch b'tefach. It has to at least be a tefach wide. The perakam of the ervin. Now v'yeskupa v'uve ha'pesach mistama rechovim hein. Havadi the skupa is much more wider than outside of the kura. Nimsuk on this skupa outside the movi chetziyav shaluve ha'pesach mekura. Half of it is like covered up with a curry on top with a roof. The chetziv ainam a curry, and the other half of it is open. Ukegoin sheniach hakurra kalpe pnim. You put the curry now right inside, right at the entrance of the movi. Letzad hamovi, near the tzad hamovi. You didn't put it outside near the end of the skupa. You put the curry rather right where the walls of the movi end. Hilkach pesach pesuch. If the door to the movi is open, then we say kalifnim. This outside is skupa, underneath the kura is considered like inside. Klefnim, michud hachitzen shel kura. From the end, the outside point of the kura, from that point inwards, is all considered part of Rishus HaYochid. V'savalo kemandiyama mutu l'shtamash tach ha-kura. We all have to let the mandiyama, when you matir a mavi with a kura, you're allowed to carry even underneath the kura itself. Oy mishum tamah kura, either because a kura has a lock of life like a hecker, like it has a dim mechitzas hecker, it's nicker, something is there. Milavar, from the people outside, from the forest, Lektai b'yervin. Oy mishum dekar mishum mechitza. The Arminan that we say, chuda hachitzen yorg v'saisim. when you have this Keres standing outside the Yisufa, the outside the Mavoi, we say it's like this, and the Chuda here, this side of the things comes down, and mainly you have a whole wall here. So since this whole thing comes down, this is the fourth wall of the Mavoi. If the door is opened, very good, we say it comes down, and it's mutter to carry from the end of the Kura inwards. Mashenkin Zatrashi. Pesach Nol, if the door is closed though, Fiadela Shaykif, if Neha Eskufa, and Adela closes right in front of the Eskupa, Hapanimis, V'chol Eskupa Chutz Adela. So Eskupa is outside of the Delas, it's all outside. Kulachutz, if then the whole Eskupa is called outside. V'yafilu tachas akura, even the little part right underneath the kura is also called kulachutz. V'chivan anistam amavi, since you closed the mavi. Botla lo kura, the kura is like botla now. V'lek lamema yurid v'sois, and you can't say the kura should come down. V'chol mechitza shein boi chalal ha-mechitzas dalid ein ha-mechitzas. Since inside, if you don't have a chalal, you don't have a makam of dalid al-dalid, you won't have a shein mechitzas there. There's no mechitzas there. But that's where Rashi learns the sugya. So therefore, if the door is closed, since the door is closed, this kura now can't come down. There's no dalat zfochim in between the door and the end of this kura to come down to make a new rishus here. So if the kura can't come down, then the soe skupa is like outside both the rishus harabim. There's no mechitzas here. Therefore, tzidit pirishus harabim. That's one teretz of the Gemara. The school in Lovitz Kinnikland. Ravashi Yomar, Ravashi has another teretz. Ravashi Yomar li oilom bi skupois bayis haskinin. I'll tell you something about now in front of your house. You have your front door in the house, and outside your front door you have the top step there, the skup outside. Ukagoin, we're talking about shekiro bishtekers. Now usually outside the first step of the house, you still have a roof projecting from your house. So still a kiro, roof coming out of your front door, that goes over the front step that's in front of your house. So you have a kira, you have a roof on top coming out. Now, what type of a roof do you have coming out? It's a roof made up of two different beams. Again, shekira b'shtei kiris. Two beams are coming out. Shein b'zu abo, v'yein b'zu abo. Neither of the two beams coming outside the house on top has adal tzachim. Here's the house, here's your front door, this is the front step outside the house, and on top you have a roof coming out. But there's one beam here, two tefachim wide, and then you have another beam right next to it, also two tefachim wide. In between, it's less than gimel. There's less than gimel tefachim in between, so we say lovud. So if you say lovud, it's considered like you have one long beam more than four tefachim wide. Right? So like this chura, you would have a good beam four tefachim, and we would say now good achas comes down here, therefore the front step should still be called for shusha yachidami. If there would be a flat beam here, then avad you'd say gudach is coming down, and the whole bottom is still called kreshus hayach. There's not three tefachim in between. So therefore we say loved, it's considered a pass like one long beam going on top of your front step. Now videlis b'yemtza. Now your front door is mamish in between these two beams. This like this roof, in between the two pieces of the roof for the front step is where your door is. So pesach pesuach, if the door is open, kilifnim. If the door is open, then there's no hefstik between these two beams on top. So since there's loved in between, it's connected, at least if you have a beam here, four tzvachim on top, we can say at the end, good achas, it comes down. And since in between the beams there's no mafsik, so we look at it as if one beam here, one four tzvachim dik a beam, at the end of the beam, we say good achas. Mashenkein, pesach, no kilachutz. But if the door is closed in between these two beams, so since the door is closed, we don't say loved then. We don't look attached as if these two beams are one long beam. It looks like two separate beams then. Smela, outside the door, how wide is the beam outside? Only two tefachim. Two tefachim again, we can't say good achis. Because if you make it come down, there's not bal tefachim between this beam and the door, you can't say good achis. So talking about a house, and outside the house you have the roof coming out with a front step. No, it's not a straight roof of four tefachim straight, it's two beams. So when you have two beams that say gudachas together, here's not communion. There's a door in between. It's mastic. You don't say the love it in between. So you only have two tefachim outside. It can't come down. The door is open. Then these two beams on top are like connected with love. They have a beam four tefachim. We say gudachas. Let's see Rashi. Rashi beskupas bayis shekuloi pesach mikura. The whole top of it has a roof on top of the front porch, front step. Final time with the Pesach law, it's shver. Why if the door is closed? Do you say it's kolchutz? Since there's a roof of four tzvachim, which is zikr say good aches, it should be mutter to carry underneath the roof. Kolchutz kagoyin shekiru over for Pesach b'shtei kairos. The roof is made out of two different beams. Di lo tikra, if it would be one beam sheyesh b'dalad, then zikr zakrashi aminim beyerd v'saisim. Nothing could block it, even if the door would be closed. If it's mamish one beam, then at the end you would zichah say yerid v'saisim. The sula yosa nilos delos mavatul mechitza. Closing the door can't be mavatul this mechitza. The afilu who shaked the emtusa, afilu who closes mamish in the middle of the roof. The leidami lamovi, the kiras movi ktsara. I'll tell you, by your movi, where you matter with the kura is only really one tepach atap. Like the old thing is only the rabbon and dike heker. So there we say, lehuch shirel lamovi. This kura is only being a heter for the movi inside. Hilkach Pesach, no, if you close the door, bottle of materas kura, you don't need the kura anymore to be matter the movi, you mavato the whole din of the kura. So also lay movi, you don't need a movi anymore, you don't need a heter of a movi. If you close the door to the movi, see mama shavar shusha yach, it's four walls here. You don't need this kura at all. The kura is only one tefach wide. Hilkach Pesach, no, if the door is closed, bottle of materas kura, you mavato the whole din kura on top. So also lay movi, our tikra is dalad, we have your front. We have your front door, and outside you have a little roof, what's fucking wide. Even closing the door would not be mavatla the din of yurid. Why? Good, beloved, whenever you have a beam on top, mamish four tefachim straight, it's alach l'moshim isini. We say at the end of the four tefachim, it comes down. Even if there's a door in between this beam, so what? Four tefachim is mamish mediraisa. Now, why is our case different? For hocha time mishum d'shtei kairis oyu. There were two beams on top. She'ein v'zu abor v'lei v'zu abor. Neither one of the two roofs, two beams of the roof, had four tefachim. V'lei b'neim gimel, there wasn't in between gimel tefachim. Tamel you say lovud. Now, for lovud, here we say closing the doors mevatel. V'yadelas mesukin liyosh noyel b'yemtzer. Dela closes mamish in the middle of the two beams. Hilkach. Pesach, the door is open, kalifnim. The chivin dain b'nein, gimel, there's not gimel tefachim on top between one beam and the other beam. I'm really loving. We say the top two beams are like connected. It's one flat roof on top, dalat tefachim. Then we say it's yerid v'saisim at the end. Therefore, all the way underneath this kura, you're allowed to carry. You have the fourth wall coming down. Ve've kechoda, opi yachitz in yerid v'saisim, do'ashti, it's ve'dalat. If the door is closed, then outside the door, you're not allowed to carry. Kivon de bem tzahu. Since the door is in the middle, nimsu mafsik b'neim. This door is mafsik between the two. O mechalken zumizu, and divides up the two kuras on top. The two roofs on top lie two separate roofs. She'ein miras yachad, doesn't look together. Loime ben lovit. As you can't say lovit should be attached if there's a door in between dividing it. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. If you have a door in between these two roofs, then you can't say lovit. It doesn't look like one thing because there's a door in between. Be mastigit. So you could learn it means the door mamish comes up in between, like mamish divides up the two kerets on top, so they can't come to reach together. There's a door coming up in the middle.
Couldn't you say nothing more lovit with the door itself? And
that you don't say. Here it's mevatel the din lovit. Mastik b'neim u'machalkon zumizu she'en amiris. Rashi says in Lashon she'en amiris yachad. These two beams on top now do not look like one beam. Lo mevem lovet. Therefore you can't say lovet. But lechlo mevem b'chitzorna. Therefore you can't say the outer beam by itself. Pia yerid v'saisim, the outside of the outer beam, which is only two tefachim wide, should come down. So let's pay dalit. Because the outside of the door, you only have one beam, which is only two tefachim. These two tefachim can't come down. You say yerid v'saisim. You don't have a mukim inside dalit dalit. You don't say yerid v'saisim. That's the halacha where it's a scoop has two different dinim. In such a case, if the door is open then the roof on top is connected, it's called Dal Tvachim, Yisayur V'Soysim, you're allowed to carry in this front step, and if the door is closed, then it's also carrying the front step. That's the Pshan the Braisa. Right. V'imhoise Skupa Gvoya Yud, if the Skupa, this outside step, or this outside platform, was Yud Tvachim high, V'roch V'Dal, and it was Namish Dal Tvachim, V'chur it's Namish Rishus Yachid by itself, Harezu Rishus Liyatzma. The Braisa says, no, it's called Rishus by itself, and you're not allowed to hand something from your house on top of this box, on top of this omud. Even though this omud is right outside your house, and it's namas has din rishus yochid, you can't carry from your rishus yochid on top of this omud. Why not? So tomorrow, misaylei l'rav, is a ride to Rav Yitzchak. Is a ride to Rav Yitzchak by Rav Dimi, the omud Rav Yitzchak by Rav Dimi. Oyim ahoy Rav Meir, he said over from Rav Meir, a new gzera, and we'll soon see we don't pass like this gzera. For Rav Meir's gzera was, kol mokam shata moitza beiz rishuyis. Whatever you find through Rishuyas, like here, a house, and right outside your house, you have this big omud, this big box, that's also Rishus HaYochid. Vein Rishus Achas, and it's both Rishus HaYochid. Could go in omud Rishus HaYochid. Is any time you have an omud, you have like a box sticking up in the middle of Rishus HaYochid. Gevoya Yud Baruch of Dald. If this box, this omud, anything, this platform, which is Yud Tvachim Hai, 4x4, even if it's in the middle of your backyard, it's in the middle of Rishus HaYochid, also lekatebulov. That's where Meir's new zerum. You're not allowed to put something from your rishus hayochid on top of this beam, on top of this omud. Why not? Gzerim mishum tel rishus harabim. We're afraid maybe the same beam, the same platform, hamol will be outside of rishus harabim. And you'll think just like in your own house, I'm allowed to put my chreitzim down on top of this omud. Who adim when I'm in rishus harabim, I'll also put my hat down on this omud. When he's in rishus harabim, then it's an isur d'oraisa. Because you're in Rishus HaRabim, and this Omud, since it's Gevoya Yud, Roch of Dal, Adalim, it's Rishus HaYochid. So Rav Meir makes this Zera, even in your own backyard, you now have to take your hat, any chepas, and put it down on an Omud, which has been Rishus HaYochid. Kastra, the end of his brisa, that if your scoop is right outside your house, and it's also Rishus HaYochid, it's also to carry from your house onto this scooper. But Tzai speaks out, even though usually we pass in here like Rav Meir, here this Gzaima read, the Alpha God, the Kamel, Rav Meir, the Gzai Roysov, Afilu gabi rabim kudamucha breish apopi. Aba hocha ein halach Rav Meir. This gzera we don't have. Allowed anything in your backyard, even if you have something there that has another din rishus yochid, you are allowed to carry from one rishus to this rishus yochid. The parak kol gagas paskina behed yalocha Rav Shimon that you are allowed to carry. Kolparim, that's pshan the brisa though that if you have this scooper right outside your house, even though it is a rishus yochid. According to Rav Meir, there's a gzeira not to carry from Rishus HaYochid on top of the Yomud.